Shalom to all. Today's office holding up Vemcha, so we are starting about the third line of the two dots, and today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mimsar Bas Yaka Moshe, Hernish, Amma should have an Aliyah. So we can be discussing issues with lungs, Amr Bis Bar Yumi, Amr Nachman, Rea Hasmucha Daifen. If the rea of the lung is connected to the daifen, to the wall, perhaps this is the rib cage, basically one of the sides of the animal, and the reason why it's connected is because it has a sircha. This is often translated as an adhesion in English. And then it's in Chayshan law, wouldn't have to be Chayshan for anything, meaning wouldn't have to be Chayshan if there was a hole in the lung, liquids leaked out, and that was the cause of the connection between it and the wall, and so it's kosher. However, helsot smachim, if this area of the lung had smachim, which is a growth of sorts, it's kind of like a blister or a sore, chayshin lost, and we do have to be chayshish, that came because of a hole in the lung. However, my Yehudim Shmei Davimi Amar, he says, echadzev echadzev, it doesn't make a difference what the story is, chayshin lo, we do have to be chayshish, there was a hole in the lung. Ask the Gemara Hechiav Dinan, so what do we do in these situations that were chayshish? So Amar Ravi, he tells us that Ravin Bar Shva, Asberli, Ravin Bar Shva explained to me, that my sinin sakina de chalish pume, we bring a knife that has a very thin and sharp tip, umfarkina la, and we separate it, meaning we peel the lung away from the wall that it's connected to, and iakareasa bedaifen. If there's reasa, there's clearly something wrong on the side of the animal. So talina basar daifen, we're able to be taila that the reason why the lung was connected to it is because of this issue with the wall, not because of anything wrong with the lung. It's only vilay. If there's nothing wrong with the wall of the animal, so in machmas reahu, we have to say the reason why there was a sircha, why there was this adhesion connection to the wall, is because of the rea that there was a hole in it, and then a trefa. It's a trefa. Va'afa gav deloikam hafkezika. Even though there's no air that comes out of the lung, meaning even though we can't see any hole, there's only that is visible to the eye and no air escapes out of the lung, we still have to say that it's a trefa because we're not able to be toila anything on the daifen of the animal due to the fact that there was nothing on the daifen. Rav Yosef, he would check this lung in warm water, as we learned in previous dafim, that the lung could be immersed in a bucket of warm water, then it could be inflated with air and see if any bubbles come out. That's a more meduyak way of checking to see that it doesn't have a hole. However, Amalei Marzocha, Bredrav Huna, Bredrav Papi, Ravina, he told Ravina, Hadrav Nechemi, Bredrav Yosef, that which you just quoted from Nechemi, Bredrav Yosef, Atun, you, Ahamas Nisula, you teach it on this above case of the lung which was connected to the wall, and we should check the lung afterwards in this bucket of warm water. But Anan, Adra Masinula, we learn the opposite case, meaning a different situation. This was learned 2 days ago. Damarava Rava said, Hani Tarti Uni Durea, the Srichan Ladadi, when we have two of the Unim, remember those are the lobes of the lung, if they're connected to each other with a Sircha, Leslu with the Kusach Shure, there is no way to check them at all to make sure that they're kosher, because as we'd explained, this referring to ones that are not next to each other, for example, on the right side, there's 3 Unim, 3 of these lobes. So if numbers 1 and 3 were connected to each other with this sircha, with this adhesion, they're definitely going to pull apart, making a hole, and so therefore there's no way to check it. However, it was on this, Rav Nechemi Breid Rav Yosef, he checked in warm water to see if it had a hole, and it wasn't on this previous case that we mentioned with the lung being connected to the wall of the animal. However, Maskler Rav Ashi asked on this, Hi Mai, what is this? Bishlam Ahacha Talinu B'Daifen Ukshero. We understand over here, in the case that we start out the Gemara with, we could be told that there was a problem in the daifen of the animal, and therefore the lung is kosher. Aval Hasan, but over there, Ihai Nakiv Trefa, Vihai Nakiv Trefa. Either which way, if this lobe had a hole in it, it's trefa, and if that lobe had a hole in it, it's trefa. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if currently no air comes out of the lung. As we had said, when we learned that case then, when we have the sircha connecting two of the lobes of the lung together, that shows that it definitely had a hole previously, and it will be pulled apart, so even though right now it happens to be sealed, that's not a definite seal forever, and therefore it's a trefa, so it can't be that Rav Nechemi Rav Yosef did his warm water bucket check with the lung. In this case, it must be regarding the earlier one. Now we continue discussing Rav Nachman's shita, this earlier case. Does Nachman really say this? If Rea got a hole in it, the daifen samta, and the daifen, the wall of the animal, closed up that hole, kshera, it's kosher. We could see that if the hole in the lung is closed up by the wall of the animal, it's not a problem. The Gemara answers, Lakasha, no stira. Hasam kem revisa, hacha shlem kem revisa. Over there, when Nachman said that it is considered sealed up, that's in the place of growth, meaning the hole in the lung was on a place where it's normally up against the wall of the animal. So since that's a normal way for it to lay, with the wall of the animal tightly up against the lung, so it effectively closes up that hole. But over here, in this first din that we start out today with, Shalem Kem Revisa, it's talking about where it's connected to the wall of the animal, not in a normal place where it usually rests against the wall, and therefore, unless we're able to be taila that there was an issue with the wall of the animal, we have to say that it's a problem with the lung. Now, just clarification, Veichem Kem Revisa, where is this place of Revisa, where it's normal for the lung to be up against the wall? Chetu Chetu Une, that's by the Unim, by these different lobes, where they're separated from each other, meaning in the upper part of the lung, that's where it's normal to be up against the wall of the animal. We can be discussing Gufo we just mentioned previously, if we have a hole in the rea and the wall of the animal closed it up, so it's kosher. Now, Amar Ravina, Ravina said, it has to be that it's very well connected with the meat of the wall, meaning it can't be up against the bone of the wall, meaning the ribs, it has to be connected to the flesh, the busser, the meat that's in between the ribs, and only then it's considered like it's sealed up. However, Amar Ravina, Ravina asked Ravina, and the middle of the long tesis over here, he explains that this is referring to a different Ravina that's usually brought up in the Gemara, because the classic Ravina lived after after Rav Yosef's time, so it must be that this is a different Ravina who lived earlier at the time of Rav Yosef, either which way Rav Yosef is asking Ravina, V'iloi savich mai. Let's say the long over here is not connected very well to the meat. What's the din? Treifa, you want to say it's a treifa? Well, then Alma, I'm reading Nukuvahi. It means that we say that even though it's tight up against the wall, it's still considered to have a hole and it's a treifa. Well, in Yahachi, if that's so, ki savich nami. Even if it is well connected to the meat, we should still say that it has a hole and it's a treifa. And why is that, Tatanya? Because we have a braisa. Now, this has to do with something totally different, namely when we have a zachar, a male, and he has an issue with his private part, nikav, if it had a hole in it, puzzle, he's puzzle, meaning he's not allowed to marry into the kahal. He can't get married. Why? That's because the zera, when it comes out of him, is shoises, it just drips. That's because he has a hole. And the Gemara says that anyone who their zera doesn't shoot out like a chetz is not able to have children, and there's an isser for them to get married. However, nistam, if that hole got closed up, kasher, he now is allowed to get married, because he is able to have children. This is a psul that a man could have that goes back to its original state of kashras, meaning calls mind that he has this hole, he's not allowed to get married, but once the hole gets sealed up, so he could get married. Now we're focusing on this last lashon of the braisa, v'zehu psul shechaz lachsheroi. This is a psul that goes back to its original state of kashras. So the question is, v'zel mutemai, what's this lashon of v'zehu coming to exclude? It's clearly telling us that this is a type of psul that even though currently it's possul, it could go back to its original state of kashras, but there's another type of psul that's not able to get back to its original state of kashras. So what's it excluding? Lavel mute kegavna, isn't excluding this case that even though the lung is pressed up against the wall very tightly, and it's even savich, it's connected very well to the meat part of the ribs, still that's not considered like the hole is closed, and therefore the animal should be a treifa. So Ravina responds, loy, that's not so. Actually, it's coming to exclude a different case. Lamute krum sha'ala machmas mako bereya. It's referring to a krum, which even though usually is translated as a membrane, here it's translated as a scab, namely when a scab forms on a maka, on a wound that was on the reya, on the lung, even though it's sealing it up, we've already mentioned earlier that that scab will eventually fall off, and so that's a psul that's never going to go back to its original state of kashras. However, in our case, where we have a hole in the lung, but it's in a place where it's pressed up against the chest wall, and it's savich, it's connected very well to the meat, so then actually that psul goes back to its original state of kashras, and it would not be a treifa. Can you discuss this though? Maskel Rav Kukubar Chama, he asks as follows, Ilu inkev b'doifin l'hada, mai. Let's say the doifin itself, the wall of the animal, got a hole in it, right opposite where that lung was connected to it. What's the din over there? Treifa, it's mashma, it's a treifa, because the only reason why the hole in the lung is considered closed up is because it's pressed tightly against the wall. But if that spot in the wall now got a hole in it, so that means that the hole in the lung is not closed up anymore, so it should be a treifa. And that being the case, listening to Nekuvas HaDoifen, the Mishnah should list another type of treifa, which is Nekuvas HaDoifen. In this situation, when the doifen has a hole in it, corresponding to where the reya has a hole in it, so then that should be a treifa. So we're responsible to Tamech, according to you, we technically have another situation where we could say, Hada Amar Rav Yisrael Bar Yosef Amar Rav Yochanan Mara Shenikva. Let's say the gallbladder got a hole in it, but the liver presses up against it right over there and closes up that hole, Ksheir it's kosher. However, we could also say, Ilu Inkev Kavid Lahada, let's say the liver now got a hole in it, right opposite where it's pressed up against the gallbladder, where that has a hole in it, my what would it then be? Treifa, should be a treifa. And that being the case, listening to Kuvasa Kavid, the Mishnah should also say that if the Kavid has a hole in it in this specific situation, so the animal's a treifa. Why didn't it say that? Ela, Ki Nikva Delav Mine Mitarfa, like Itani. It must be that if it has a hole in a place, it's not going to be considered a treifa because of that hole, meaning the hole in that organ doesn't make it a treifa. Rather, that hole just gives us access to another hole in a different organ that causes it to be a treifa. Those are cases that the Mishnah is not mentioning. That's why this case of the kaved up against the mara that has a hole in it is not mentioned. Hachanami, so it's over here, kim d'lavi ne mitarfa, like a tani. Since in this case as well, with the lung up against the wall and the wall has a hole, exactly where the lung has a hole, that's not mentioned in the Mishnah. You're right, it would technically be a treifa, but that's not something the Mishnah is mentioning. Now, continue to discuss this, but going back to something mentioned originally regarding this smachim, this growth of sorts, which we had said was either a blister or sore or something like that, that was on the lung in the place where it was connected to the wall. So the following question is, let's say we just have a regular lung and it has smachim on it, it has some sort of growth. Is that a simon treifa or not? So Armalei told him, ksher it's kosher. And Armalei told him, afani amarkein, I also say that. Elisha talmidim is danzin medavar. It's just a talmidim, they're mizdanzin, which means they're megam game. They're not so sure. They're uncertain about it. Why is that? Domer of Masa, Masa said, mal yomugla treifa mayim zaken kshera. That if we have a growth that's full of pus, it's a treifa. But if it's clear water, meaning clear liquid, then it's kosher. So they're not so sure regarding this growth, these smachim on the lung. Armalei, so Shmuel told him, hahi bekulya itmar. That memory was stated regarding a kidney if it has a growth on it, so it depends what type of liquid is inside, but not regarding the lung. We have a number of different stories regarding these smachim, these growths on lungs. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef have a causal basrid Rav Yirmiya b'shuk d'abachi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was walking after Rav Yirmiya in the marketplace of the butchers, meaning there was a meat market, and chazinul hanach dekayim tzimchi tzimchi, he saw different lungs that were there that were full of these smachim, these growths. So Amrlei, he told Rav Yirmiya, loy bay mar umtza, don't you want some meat? He was trying to get a clear psak out of him whether or not these lungs are okay. So Amrlei, Rav Yirmiya, Yisrael, deflecting, told him, Leslie Prite, I don't have any money on me. So Rabbi Yisrael responded to him, Akbarano, I can get credit for this, meaning the storekeepers will give me credit, so you're able to buy these lungs, no problem. Amar Le, so finally told him, Me'avilach, what am I supposed to do for you? How can I answer you clearly? Because he also committed Rabbi Yochanan, when situations of these lungs came to Rabbi Yochanan, Meshadlul committed Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, he would send them to Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon, Demar Be Meshmeh Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon, Latera, who would paskin, they Rabbi Loz Rabbi Shimon, that they're mutter, but Velele Svirele, he himself, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't hold of this kula, and that's because he never heard of affairs from his rebellion, and so therefore, I can't paskin Lakula in this case either. Another situation, Amarav Rava says, Kevin Mazgina Basuid Rav Nachman, when I would walk behind Rav Nachman, Peshuka Memchasma Bezatap, the Galdai, in the marketplace of people who work with leather, Va'amrila, and some say Peshuka Rabbanon, in the rabbi's marketplace, Chazi Hanuch the Kaiman, Kandi Kandi, he would see lungs that were full of Kandi Kandi, which are these growths, but they're much bigger than the ones we were just talking about previously. They were so big, they were like a node, like a flask, and Valay Amrlu Lamidi, he didn't say anything to the people who were selling them. Clearly, it seemed to be that he held they were kosher. And also, Rav Amir Ravasi, Havu Chalfi B'Shuka de Tveria, they were going through the Shuka Tveria, Chazi Hanuch de Kami Tinri Tinri. They saw lungs with these growths on them, they were like Tinri, that's larger than the previous ones of Kandi, and they'd already become hard like a stone, Rashi says. And Valay Amrlu Lamidi, they didn't say anything either to the people who were selling them. Clearly, they held that these were mutter. Going on to another case of Trevis and lungs, Itmar was stated, Machat Shinimsis Berea, if there was a needle that was found in the lung, Rav Yechon Rav Lazar Rav Chanina Machshri, they're all Machshir, whereas Rav Shimon Lakish, Rav Mani Rapatish, Rav Shimon El Yakim, Tarfi, they say it's a Trefa. The Gemara suggests, let's say this is their Machlokes, Demar Savar, one man Darmer holds, we're just going to call it Rish Lakish and Co. They hold the Chisarin Bifnim, Shnei Chisarin, a Chisarin from the inside of the lung is considered a Chisarin, and the reason why there would be a Chisarin is because since the needle is made out of metal, the metal eats away at the flesh of the lung, and that's going to cause a Chisarin, so that's why I say it's a Trefa, whereas Umar Savar, Rav Yechon and Co. hold, it's not considered a chisarin. Says Gemara Loi, that's not their machlokes. Dukol yam b'chisarin b'fnim loish mechisarin. Everybody holds that a chisarin inside the lung is not considered a chisarin, and it's not a treif because of that. B'chokh b'chokh miflikis, what's machlokes over here? Mayer sovar simpain nakat v'asai, umayer sovar nekuve nakat v'asai, and that's their machlokes. Now let's explain these two terms because we're going to see this throughout the Gemara, so it's important to understand. Rabbi Yechon and Co, who hold that the animal is not a treifa, even though the needle is found inside the lung, is because they hold that it went through the simpain. And we already know what the simpainis are. That's the bronchi. In other words, they hold as follows: the needle entered the kana, it made its way through the simpinus and entered the lung itself, and even though it's not the norm for anything other than air to enter the lungs, since at the end of the day the lung has no puncture wound, we don't create a reisa that we don't see, and therefore we're able to say it must be that the needle just went straight in through the trachea, through the simpinus, into the flesh of the lung, as there's no puncture, there's no hole, that's why it's kosher. Whereas the Shlokish and Co argue that no, it has to be that the needle was swallowed, that means that it went down the esophagus, the veshet, into the stomach, and then it either punctured the stomach or went into the intestines, and then puncture the intestines, making its way into the lung like that, which definitely does render it a treifa. We have a story about this in Machta Dishtakach Bechitucha Dereya. There was a needle that was found in a cut piece of the lung, which means after they took the lung out of the animal and then they cut it, they found a needle inside. So I said, look, my Rav Ami, they brought it to Rav Ami, Savar Lachshira. His thought process was that he was going to machshir it, seemingly because all was like Rabbi Yechanan. However, Eis Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yirmiya asked him a question. Vitam Rabbi Zrika, since Rabbi Zrika asked him a question from a totally different approach. The Mishnah tells us, Harei Shenikva Shechasra, if the Reya has a hole in it or it's missing a piece. Now, my Chasra, what does that mean that it's missing a piece? Elim v'chotz, if you want to say it's from the outside, oh, hainu nikva, that's the same thing as getting a hole in it. Elolah mibifnim, it must be when it says chasra, it's referring to the inside of the lung, and ushamina, we learn from here, chisar mibifnim shmei chisarin, that if it's chasra something inside the lung, that's considered chisarin, and if the needle is inside the lung, as we had said before, the metal eats away at the inside, and so that's considered chisarin, so the animal should be a treifa because of this. Why do you want to say that it's kosher? So Rav Ami didn't paskin, and Hadash Shadru l'kamed Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, he sent this lung to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and Sarav Lachshura, he also wanted to machshir it, but once again, is Rabbi Yirmiya v'itam Rav Zreika. Rabbi Yirmiya asked him, some Rav Zreika asked him the same question. The Mishnah says, Harei Shenikva Shechasra, my chasra, what does it mean chasra? Ilim v'asim v'chos is from the outside. Hainu nikva, that's the same thing as getting a hole. El olav mibifnim, it must be talking about from the inside. And Hushma Amina, we learn from here, chisar mibifnim, shmei chisarin. The chisarin on the inside of the lung is considered chisarin, so how could you say that it's mutter? So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha didn't paskin either. Hader Shadru l'kamed Rav Ami, he sent the lung back to Rav Ami, and this time, v'tarfa, Rav Ami paskin that it was treif. So Amrilei, they asked him, v'har aban machshri, the rabbanon say that it's kosher. This referring to Rabbi Yochanan and Co, who said the needle in the lung is kosher. Why are you saying that's treif? Amrilei, so he told them, they said it's kosher because they know why they machshered it. They had the full lung. They were able to see if it had any external puncture, which it didn't, as we had said before. Therefore, they were able to assume that came in derech lekane, and so there's no hole. But anan os me'ezatam nachshir, how are we able to machshir it? We only have a piece of the lung. We don't have the whole thing. V'dilma ihavarei kaman minakva. Maybe if we had the whole lung over here, we would see that there's a puncture wound, and therefore we're not able to machshir it. Something more analyzes. Taima delesa. There seems to be the reason why they were not machshir it is because they didn't have the entire lung. But ha'isa, if they did have the whole lung, v'loi minakva, and it didn't have a hole in it, k'shir, then it would be kosher. Well, the problem with that is something totally different that we have not yet mentioned. V'amar Rav Nachman says, simplina de rea de inkev trefa. This implant of the rea that has a hole in it is a trefa, meaning if one of the tubes, one of the bronchi itself, had a hole in it, so it's a trefa, and therefore we should still be chayshesh. They didn't even say the needle went into the kaneh, slid down the tube, and then made its way into the flesh of the lung, well, most probably poked its way through one of the simplinas, through one of the bronchi, and if that has a hole in it, it's also a trefa. So that could even imply that if you would have had the whole lung, you would have said that it's kosher. That can't be. The answer is that no. Hahu l'chaveroi itmar. That's talking about regarding one next to it. Meaning if there's a hole in one of the simplinas in an area where it's right next to another one of the simplinas, however, if the needle made a hole in one of the simplinas where it's not near another one, it just goes directly into the flesh of the lung, so that's not a psul because the fleshy part of the lung presses right up against that hole in the simpine, closing it up, and so it's not a trefa, therefore over here wouldn't be a problem. However, the Gemara asks on this explanation, Vamar Nachman, Nachman had said, regarding the intestines, where they're coiled or twisted, the inkev, if it got a hole in it, lahadi chavre, and it's right next to another part of the intestine that's coiled and twisted together, megan alei, that protects it. That's because since the intestines are coiled tightly together, even though one part of the intestines got a hole in them, since it's right up against another part of the intestines, that seals up the hole and it's perfectly fine. Exactly, you say in the case of the lungs, when one of the simplinas has a hole in it, if that hole is right next to another one of the simplinas, so simpline 2 is not going to close simpline 1 and therefore would be a trefa. These two cases don't match up with each other. So Ravashi responded to him, trefas kumadami ladadi, you're trying to compare two different types of trefas? Ein oimer trefas zu devlazu. We don't say by trefas, oh, this one is like that one. Why is that? Shari chotchomikanu meso chotchomikanu chaya. We see in the animal that if you cut it over here, it dies. If you cut it over here, it lives. This referring to the leg. We're not going to get into detail now, but the basic idea is that if the leg is cut higher up, it's going to live, or if it's cut lower down, it's going to die. Even though you think about it, that technically doesn't make sense. That doesn't make a difference. Each part of the animal's body works totally different, and therefore, just because you have a trefa in one situation and something that seems similar in a different situation is not a trefa, that's not a steer and it's not an issue. More cases of needles and lungs. If a needle was found in the large simpine of the rea, remember the large simpine is the primary bronchi, that's where the trachea first splits into two, one of those big bronchi going into the right lung, the other one going into the left lung. So if the needle was found over there, meaning not in the flesh of the lung, but actually in this main bronchi, so what's the din? Asula kamei drabanan trefai, they brought this to the rabbanon, which are trefai, which means they're the ones who hold the needle in the lung is usually a trefa, and that's where Shlakish and Co. And in this situation, lo arubo, lo yisrael, lo hater, they didn't say it's usr or mutter. Hater lo arubo, they didn't say that it's mutter. Why is that kishmatayu? Because like their teaching, as we just said, they hold a needle in the lung is a psul, so they didn't say that it's kosher. Whereas isra namely arubo, they didn't say that it's usr either. Why is that? Came to simpoin rabishtakach, since it was found in the large simpoin, ima simpoin nakar vasoi. So then even they would have to admit that there's a big possibility that it made its way into the animal derech the simpoin, meaning from the trachea, it came in that way, not like we explained their shita earlier, that it went through the esophagus and then it made a hole through the stomach or the intestines and then came in through the lung that way. And the reason why they have this chashash over here is because it was found in the simpine. It wasn't found in the flesh of the lung, but again, since it's just a suffix, it's not 100%. That's why they didn't say that it's usser, but also they didn't say that it's mutter. Another situation of a needle, let's say there's a needle found in a cut piece of the liver. What's it then over here? Sovereign Marbrid Rav Yosef Lemitrafa, Marbrid Rav Yosef wants to say it's a trefa. However, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi told him, in this situation, if a needle was found in just a regular piece of meat, would you have said that it's a trefa? No, because a needle in a piece of meat is not a trefa. So the same thing with the liver. A puncture wound in the liver is not a trefa. So why are you saying that when a needle is found in the liver, it's a trefa? Elamar Rashi, rather Rashi answers differently, that it really depends. We're talking about where the needle is poking out of the liver. So here we have to see which way it's directed. Chazina, we take a look. Ikupalabar, if the head of the needle, that's the top of it where the eye is made to thread through, so the head of the needle is facing outside, so it must be then kuvi nakiv asoi, then it made its way through the intestines, because how else did it get to liver? It must be that the needle was swallowed, went down the esophagus into the stomach, then either poked a hole in the stomach or in the intestines, went through the body, going into the liver, and that's why you see the head of the needle outside, because the point, the poke of the needle, is inside the liver, so must be that's how it came, and therefore it would be a trefa. Whereas I kupal gav, the head of the needle is on the inside of the liver, so it must be that simpine nakat vasai, that it was the other way, it came derech the simpine, somehow it inhaled the needle, going down its trachea, making its way through the tubes that way, which is a possibility. Is a big discussion how that's possible, but it is somehow possible without poking its way through anything that's going to render the animal a trefa. And again, the reason for that would be because the head of the needle is inside the liver, which means it must have made its way into the liver directly from the simpine and poked its way from inside towards out, so it's not a trefa. Now, for the clarifiers, this is only talking about a thick needle, because a thick needle, the only way its head would be able to be inside the liver if it came derech simpinos, because since it's so thick, there's no way it would have been able to be swallowed, go through the esophagus into the stomach and poke its way through and then enter the liver from the outside by the head part, because again, the head is too thick to to be able to puncture the liver from the outside. Aval katinta, but if it's a very thin needle, like we use nowadays, the needles tend to be so thin, if you've ever sewed something and you tried to push the needle through, you could go right through your thumb, that's what you have to use a thimble for. So with a very thin needle, lashna kupa l'gav, lashna kupa l'bar, it doesn't make a difference if the head of the needle is inside or outside, nukuvi nakav asoi, we have to be chayshish for this, which again means that it went through the esophagus, into the stomach, through the intestines, and making a hole through there, and it could have entered the liver from the outside, even with the head of the needle, because again, the head is very sharp and thin. When I asked on this though, on top, but if you base a kaisos, why is this any different than a needle that was found in the thickness of the base of kaisos? Remember, the base of kaisos is one of the animal's stomachs, has a very thick layer double of fat by one part of it. If a needle was found in that thickness, we say that mitzad echad kshera, if it's poking out of only one side of the wall, it's kosher because the thickness of the other side protects it from having this puncture wound all the way through. However, mishneid stad in trefa, if it comes out of both sides, it's a trefa. Have a loyam rinan lechzi ikupel abar ikupel agav. We don't say over here, let's see which way the head of the needle is facing. It doesn't really make a difference. So Amri, they said, answering, Hasam, over there, when we're talking about Avibesa Kaisos, the wall of the stomach, Kiva de Ika Echlu Mashkim, since there's food and liquid inside the stomach, Ema Echlu Mashkim Dechkua, we're able to say that the food and liquid inside push the needle head first into the wall, and that's a possibility. So therefore, it doesn't make a difference which way the head was facing. It could be that even if it was a thick needle and it was found head first into the wall, that still makes sense. But in the case where it's found in the liver, there's nothing there that would be pushing the head of the needle into the liver from the outside. Therefore, if we find the head of the needle inside the liver, it must be that it came from inside by way of the trachea, the kane, and therefore it would not be a trefa. We just have one more story about this. There was a needle that was found in a large simpon of the liver, and Huna Marbred Rav Idi Tarif, Huna Marbred Rav Idi, he said it's a trefa, whereas Rav Adbar Minyumi Machshir, he said it's kosher, and also Shailul Ravina, they came and they asked Ravina, what's the story with this? Armelu, we told them, Shkilu Glima de Trefai, you have to take away the coat of the one who trafed it and use that as payment to the owners, because really it's kosher, and he caused the owner a loss of money, so you have to take away his coat to pay for that incorrect psak. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.